You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hi, Rays fans. This is Ben De La Vega with today's Drag World Seacast for your Monday, October 9, 2006. This weekend, the NHRA's Torco Race and Fuels Nationals were rained out, and they've been pushed back due to the nor'easter storm that pushed through the area this past weekend. So we'll have to wait until this weekend to see how everything's going to be going as far as the dramatics and all of the points chases. Now, this past weekend, Bakersfield, California had a major flashback as the 15th annual California Hot Rod Reunion made its appearance as over 500 vintage and nostalgia drag cars invaded the Auto Club Famoso Raceway in Bakersfield, California. With beautiful weather in the usually hot Bakersfield area, spectators were treated to vintage hot rods dating from 1972 and older. Off of the track, there was a huge car show with everything from rat rods to motorcycles, and Friday also saw the first few qualifying rounds for the drag racing classes. Now, this year, the classes being contested were Top Fuel, with the front engine cars only, A Fuel, Junior Fuel, A and B, two separate classes, AA Gas Supercharged, A Gas Eliminator, Nostalgia Eliminator, and for the first time ever, Nostalgia Funny Car. Now, during the first round of Top Fuel qualifying on Saturday, there was the final round from the Holly National Hot Rod Reunion that was held this past June at Bowling Green, Kentucky, but the finals of that event were rained out. As a matter of fact, I was also there for the entire event, rain and all. So, anyways, the Top Fuel final was between Adam Sorokin and Sean Billimier. At the drop of the green, Sorokin smoked the tires but did a very excellent pedal job and actually started catching up with Billimier but ran out of track as Billimier crossed the finish line first in his Plaza Casino Top Fuel Dragster, posting a winning 6.83. And as the first round of Top Fuel elimination started on Saturday night, Sean Billimier was eliminated. However, Adam Sorokin did make it to Sunday's second round. Now, the winners in the other classes, in Nostalgia Eliminator, it was Dan Skrokosh, who beat Rich Raymond with a 764 at 168 miles an hour. And Junior Fuel A, the winner was Scott Parks, who beat John Hare to the stripe with a 691 at 191 miles an hour. In A Gas Eliminator, the winner was Rob Patton, and he was a big winner when he took a whole shot win, running a 775 to beat Brad Chaffee's quicker 774 in the 7.6 second index class. In A Fuel, it was a family feud as brothers-in-law Claude LeBoy and Ken Bates lined up at the starting line to duke it out for class honors, and when the light turned green, LeBoy took a big hole shot, but at the finish line, Bates showed tons of horsepower, passing LeBoy at the finish line with a 6.29 at 2.18 to LeBoy's slower 6.39 at 2.19. And Bates won by half a car length, so you know. Now, in Nostalgia Funny Car, the class was run Chicago style, and for those of you who don't know what that is, okay, this is the way it works. In a Chicago style funny car meet, everyone runs the first round, and then the two drivers with the quickest pass, win or lose, come back to run in the final round. So in the final round, it was actually Chris Crable running up against Lee Jennings Jr. At the drop of the green, both drivers had nearly identical reaction times, but at the finish line, it was Chris Crable and his Peddler 69 Mustang Funny Car who took the win with a 598 at 234 miles an hour over Jennings 604 at 234. In the Nostalgia Top Fuel, the final out of a qualified 16-car field, the final was between Sheriff Jack Harris and Jim Murphy, and during the burnout, Murphy was already showing that he was having problems, which really showed during his passes. He could only muster a pass of a 614 at 200 miles per hour, but he did have the best seat in the house to watch Harris fly by to the tune of a 598 at 244 miles an hour to take the win. Front engine dragsters from heck, you know. Now, if you've never experienced a nostalgia drag meet, I personally strongly encourage you to go in order to see how the sport was run back in the past. And as a matter of fact, there are two more meets coming up, actually a few, but the two big ones, the first one on the West Coast, or as we say out here, on the left coast, is the Good Guys Vintage Racing Association will be holding their 8th Fuel and Gas Championships once again in Bakersfield, California, November 3rd through the 5th. And then for the Right Coast, they are having the Southern Nostalgia Shootout at South Georgia Motorsports Park in Cecil, Georgia on October 27th through the 29th. Be there. And this is all for today's Drag World C-Cast. This is Ben De La Vega telling you to have a great day. Thanks for joining.